Welcome to Small Business Big Network, the podcast for small business owners who want big results from their networking. I'm Liz Drury, a freelance voiceover artist who knows that if you're not working, then networking could help. Matthew Hunkin is the founder of Valhalla Branding, which, as the name suggests, has some very strong branding itself. Matt makes use of his branding at networking meetings through visual materials and also by the language he uses. Today's episode is kindly sponsored by Ella Stockdale at Humanity HR. You'll be hearing more about her services later in the episode. Thank you very much for being my guest on the podcast today, Matt.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, you're a branding expert, and we'll talk about your career and what you do now in a minute, but have you always worked in the world of marketing and branding, and how did you get started?
Well, do you know what? I have always worked in design. Mm-hmm. I loved art at school, and I left school at 16 and went to art school in Plymouth, and then I went on to study graphic design in Taunton, and then, you know, luckily, my whole career has been in the design field one way or another, working with, you know, much loved brands.
And what point did you decide to become self-employed and do your own thing?
Well, I guess I am part of the Great Resignation, the post-lockdown, working out exactly what you want to do with your life. And I realised that branding was the bit that really excited me. Mm. Is where my passion lied. You know, I realised that I'd become quite good at it as well. I decided that, you know, I just thought, well, what about if I did that all the time? And that idea appealed. So I took the leap.
And how quickly did you manage to get things off the ground?
I mean, that's always a work in progress, but slowly, I suppose, would be the honest answer to that, because much as, you know, you've got your skills, as we've said, mine are in and around branding and design, mm-hmm. You know, learning how to, you know, run a business, yeah. And specifically how to, you know, find clients,
yeah.
That is something you need to kind of learn on your feet, really, and work out as you go along.
Yeah, I think as a small business owner, you wear a lot of hats, don't you?
Indeed.
So the million-dollar question then, which I'm sure you've been asked before, what is a brand, Matt?
it's a good question. There isn't really a simple answer, but ultimately it comes down to what your anybody, but let's say specifically what your customers or your potential customers think about when they see your business,
yeah,
on any kind of platform at all. So that might be you know, on your website, on social media. That might be when your van drives past. Mm-hmm. If your business is one that, you know, needs a vehicle, it might be walking past your shop. It might be when somebody mentions your business to them in a conversation. Whatever happens when your business comes to the surface, and what feelings people have about you, that is your brand, really. So your brand is owned by other people,
yeah,
and not by you. And there are a number of ways you can influence what they think about when they hear your business name. That's the bit that I. That's the bit that I concentrate on. And obviously, you're not always there to explain what your brand is and what your brand does. So that's where your visual branding does a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah.
And your messaging. I think that needs to do three things, really. In the first instance, it needs to grab people's attention. They need to notice you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, all the brilliant things that you and your business do, nobody will know about it.
Yeah.
They need to get a pretty immediate idea about what you do, and more importantly, how you can make their lives better. And you know, finally, they need to remember you.
Yes.
So that when they interact with your brand again, they'll join the dots and they'll make those kind of mental leaps and say, oh, that's the business that does that very well, or I had that good experience with, or they look professional.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So can you give us some examples of people, household names that we would know of that you think have particularly good branding and do it really well?
Well, there are the obvious ones. This is where most people who work in branding will say Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and you know, and these are very good reasons. I mean, what do you think of when you hear the name Coca-Cola, particularly in the branding context?
It's all about having a drink with your friends, isn't it? It's getting together with people. It's that feel good time factor, I think.
Yeah, and that's really interesting, isn't it? Because what you didn't say was, you didn't describe the drink.
Yeah, no.
It's almost
or the red label that everybody knows.
Indeed, but I bet you thought of that.
Yeah, I did think of that.
I bet you had that visual kind of idea of that, and that to go back to your question about what branding is all sorts of things. A lot of people will quickly tell you that it's not a logo.
Mm.
And you know, to some degree that is right because it's more than a logo,
yeah.
Of course, as I've explained, but you know, your logo is a really important part of it.
Yes.
It's almost the purest kind of delivery of your message in some respects.
Yeah.
So, and often that's the only thing present representing your brand in a certain situation.
Yeah.
So which is why it needs to be good.
Yes.
But yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Starbucks is another good example. You know I thought about that when you were describing Coca-Cola, because you know Starbucks has built a brand based on not what it sells really, but the environment within which it sells it. You know, the third place, as they call it, which isn't home and it isn't work, it's somewhere else. They've invented this third space.
Yeah. I actually was in Starbucks yesterday, and I think they don't even have their name in the logo anymore, do they?
I suspect they do. I would imagine they've got a varied set of assets, and sometimes they will have. Yeah. I'm sure, but when you're there, you don't need to see it.
No, and everybody recognises it, don't they? Even if it doesn't say Starbucks underneath it.
Exactly, you've got the mermaid.
Yeah. So, how do you get to your brand, Matt? That's a really I'm sure that's something a lot of people are scratching their heads thinking, well, what is my brand and how do I find out what it is?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You spend the answer to that is you spend a lot of time discovering it.
Mm.
That is the ethos of Valhalla. It is to spend as much time, identifying what a company stands for, what a business stands for, and you know why people are doing that thing, and what their values are, and what their personality is, and all those soft things around, you know, in addition to just specifically the one thing, you know, what do you do, and you know that's how you kind of discover the essence of a brand. And what I find is, I mean, I love that part of the process, actually. Increasingly I realize it's the most important part. Because you're, you know, defining the message before you even think about how you're going to deliver that message. And it's an opportunity to, you know, really drill down and challenge some of the preconceptions that people have about their businesses and what they do. I heard it described in a particular way the other day, which I thought was absolutely nailed, actually, which was when you're running a business and you know every detail about the business, it's a bit like being trapped inside a bottle.
Mm.
And you're trying to read the label, but you can't see it.
Yeah.
So having somebody with a different perspective from outside helping you, see what it looks like from the outside is it's a really kind of valuable part of the process, really.
Yeah.
And I find that much as my clients are very happy with the visual branding that they end up with after the process, they're as excited about the clarity that they've been able to achieve in and around how to describe their business, you know, and really understanding what makes it different, and you know, particular to them.
Yeah. Now, your branding for your business has a very particular theme. Tell us about your theme and why you chose that.
So it isn't because I'm a fan of Vikings or any reason like that. It was because basically I did, as you would imagine, I ran my process on myself.
Mm.
And when it came to the bit about what my values are, I came up with, that led me down a path of, there's three answers to that. There, my values are clarity, courage, and craftsmanship.
Yeah.
So the craftsmanship one speaks for itself, really, in that it's to do with, you know, the execution. It's kind of the last piece of the jigsaw, really. And, you know, I've been doing this for over 30 years, so you can expect that it will be delivered with, you know, with some accuracy, you know, and everything will be lined up. But more importantly, and I think in truth, that's probably what, you know, most brand designers would say you're going to get. So that wasn't really the differentiator, other than the fact that I've been doing it for so long. The clarity bit we touched upon in the kind of being able to describe your business and find out exactly what you stand for. But the courage bit is the bit that's probably of the three, is the one that kind of, you know, shines out. And what it means in this context is it's the courage, obviously, to have kind of, you know, brave and bold ideas. But it's also the courage to keep asking questions until you get the right answers at the start of the process. So there I was doing my process. I got my values. And then you move on to the how am I going to describe this visually? And I couldn't think of anything more kind of fearless than a Viking warrior. That seemed like a good way of kind of putting that across, the degree to which, you know, I'm committed to finding the right answer you know, and delivering it. So so that led me to Valhalla, which and the reason the Vikings you know were so fearless is because they genuinely thought that it was a win-win situation. They were either going to be victorious in battle or go to Valhalla.
Yeah.
You know, the Valkyries would come and get them. So that's where it came from.
And it's a very strong visual brand, because every time I see you at you know, an online networking meeting, you appear to be sitting in a Viking longhouse or something like that. So you know, and every time I see something Viking related, I automatically think of you now.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. I think that's the you know, having kind of come up with that idea, it wouldn't have been completely unrelated to the fact that there is obviously a rich visual kind of scene which you can mine. And keep going back to it. And sometimes, you know, the language I use to describe what I do, I try to give a bit of a Viking theme to as well.
Yes.
Not to go too far with that, but again, just to make it memorable, really, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I think it's working. So tell me about the kind of clients that you work with. Who are your clients? Are they from any particular industry, or are they large businesses, small businesses?
Yeah, they are not from a particular sector. So it's sector agnostic. But I think the thing that defines them, there are a few things, actually. One is their ambition.
Yeah.
So they I mean, they need to be brave as well, you know, to be able to say, yes, that is me, that is what I do. That defines my business. And once they're in that position, then you can boldly deliver that message in a number of ways, but particularly visually. You know, in some respects, it's about being Marmite. You know, this is probably one of the things I've picked up on through networking, actually, is that's some advice people will give you, is you need to be Marmite. Yeah. It seems counterintuitive because you think you would want to be as wide an appeal as you can be, and you know, be attractive to everyone. But actually, it's better to be one thing in particular, which some people just will not want.
Yeah,
and that's fine. You're not interested in them. The other side of the coin is other people really will want it.
Yes.
So, and if you aren't able to describe that in a number of ways, and through your branding is one of those ways, then they'll never find you.
Mm. Yeah. So what do you do for your clients? How do you help people to uncover what their brand is?
It's a lot of it is through conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's through establishing, a rapport and having conversations. I've got a framework of questions that I use to lead the conversation. But there's a reason I don't just email that list, you know, and say, mm-hmm. can you fill this in, please? And then we'll be away. It's because you get the magic happens when you're talking about these things.
Yeah.
You know, one thing leads to another, and the sum of the parts is greater. So, some of their work with actually, our form work with helps me with the Valhalla. In fact, his father-in-law used to say, time spent in reconnaissance is seldom wasted.
Mm.
And I think that's a really good, example of what we do. The more, I guess it's a bit like the quote that's attributed to Einstein. I'm not sure if he did actually say this, but the one about if he had an hour to solve a problem, he'd spend sort of 55 minutes thinking about it and then 5 minutes solving it. So it's preparation, it's thinking, and ultimately that's what people are buying. When they come to Valhalla, they're buying thinking.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Now, you do some other things as well. I was having a look at your LinkedIn profile.
Oh, really?
So you do a bit of photography on the side. Is that right?
Well, yes. I'm obviously very visual, and I really enjoy taking pictures. Just an expression of my artistic side, I suppose, really. I guess it's a bit different to what I actually do for a job.
Yeah.
So... it doesn't feel like it's just more work. But I find it really relaxing, actually, to just get out with the camera and lose myself in, trying to find some good shots.
Yeah. And you're also a cricket coach.
I am.
tell me something about that.
So I used to play cricket. I don't play cricket anymore. It started to hurt too much. So I've moved into coaching, and I've coached at local clubs, and I've ended up coaching for the county.
Yeah.
So I coach girls' age group cricket for Gloucestershire. I'm currently coaching the under 18s.
Yeah.
Who've just been to Sri Lanka, would you believe?
Nice.
On a tour. I find it very rewarding, actually. It's great to just sort of help these help the players develop their games, but just also develop in other ways as well. And it's wonderful to see them progress and get better and have small victories, and it's a great way to spend the day.
Yeah. What's the hardest thing about being a small business owner? Do people problems keep you up at night, drain your joy and your resources? Meet Humanity HR, your independent HR support. We're not your typical HR service or employment advice line. We're your partner in success. We know that in order to grow, you need people, and yet nothing will drain a business of resources faster than a people problem. Imagine having a dedicated HR specialist to help you identify and prevent people problems so that you can focus on growing. From employment contracts that you can rely on to protect your business, to advice on change in employment processes, we've got your back. But here's the game changer, our monthly retainer package. For March only, lock in 2023 prices for your 2024 plans. Flexible, affordable, and tailored to your needs. No long contracts, just expert hands-on support when you need it. Growing your business while nurturing your people with Humanity HR. Find us at www.humanityhr.co.uk. So let's come to the networking part of our chat now. So how do you like to network for your business?
It's a good question. If you'd asked me 2 years ago when I started Valhalla, I wouldn't have been able to give you any answer at all because I hadn't done it up until that point. Somebody recommended it was a good thing for me to do, to solve that. How do I kind of join up with people who might want my services? And it was something that terrified me, I must admit. I can remember my first one, actually. I was a bit of a rabbit in the headlights. I realized quite quickly that everybody was introducing themselves. And that was going to come round to me quite soon. So I'm kind of shooting from the hip and trying to describe what I do really badly. I thought, oh, okay, I'm not going to fall for that again. So I prepared a kind of long, complicated script for my next one. Mm. And that's not the way to do it either. just kind of steadily reading out something boring. And I actually spoke to somebody. I had a meeting with somebody that I met in networking, and he said that the only thing you can possibly hope to achieve in that kind of, whether it's 60 seconds or 30 seconds or 2 minutes or whatever amount of time you get to introduce yourself to people and tell them what you do, the only thing you can hope for is that they remember you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there'll probably be lots of people even on that same call that do what you do.
Yeah.
And talking about the details of how you do it isn't going to cut it.
Yeah.
Reading from your carefully prepared script won't do it either. I just try and use some of that Viking language that I mentioned earlier on, try and make people remember the Viking guy, I suppose.
Yeah.
That sounds like I dress up, but I
don't. Maybe you should.
I think that might be too much.
That's a really great example of how your branding can help with your networking, I think.
Oh, completely. I mean, it's another touch point, isn't it? Mm. It's another opportunity for you to get your message out there.
Yeah.
And I would say, oh, probably about 5% of people have their branding visible, on network calls.
Yes, yes.
There's definitely room for improvement with that and opportunity to stand out.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. So what would you say that networking has done for your business?
I don't know how I would get clients if I didn't do it, to be honest.
Mm.
Which is, a good review for networking, really, when you think about it. I mean, so it's vital.
Yeah.
When I started out, most of the work I did was either for people I knew, or they were referrals from people I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to a point now with Valhalla where I'm working with people I haven't previously met. Incredibly, I'm getting referrals from people I didn't know until I'd met them at networking, those relationships and that you strike up through networking are so important. Going back to how to do it, I think you've just got to be authentic, really.
Yes.
And just talk about what you do and how you do it and why. Trust that the rest of it will look after itself.
Yeah.
It doesn't do it quickly.
No.
That's another thing that I've learned about networking is, you kind of, when you don't know about networking, you think that, okay, well, I need to do this, I don't want to, but I'm going to come away with a load of leads. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's ever happened. In truth, it's a slower burn than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
You just need to invest some time in it.
Yeah. So what tips would you like to pass on to people that are maybe thinking about networking and haven't tried it yet?
There's lots of it. So you don't have to put pressure on yourself that you have to get it right straight away.
Yeah.
I think people will forgive you that. Work out what your message is. And I've spent 2 years, the reason I keep saying 2 years is that's roughly how long Valhalla's been mm-hmm. around. I've spent all of that time refining my message and how I describe what I do and who it's for and, what makes it different. I'm sure I'll have another 2 years at least of before I get to a point where I'm happy with that message. Maybe you never are. Maybe it's a constantly fluid thing. But, it's just sort of trial and error, really, and just constantly thinking of better ways to describe what you do. Mm. Not being in a hurry. Obviously, like I said, these things don't happen quickly. And in fact, I think I had a bit of a breakthrough when I went to my first in real life networking event, having been to a few virtual ones with the same group. I decided that when I was going there, the only thing I was going to try and do was just have a lot of conversations. I didn't have any other ambition mm-hmm. for the day other than just to listen to people about what they did, and talk to them. And if they asked me things, I would answer them honestly. But I didn't set out to, I didn't have a kind of number of prospects in mind to judge whether it was a successful day or not. I just wanted to go and have conversations. And of course, I smashed that goal because I had loads of conversations. that's how it works, really. Those conversations lead to other ones.
Yeah.
You either end up kind of working for those people, very, very rarely, I'd say, but occasionally. But more often than not, it's somebody they know.
Yes.
And that's the seasoned networker's question, I find. I'll have to start using it myself, actually. But I've noticed that some people ask the question, who can I recommend you to? What sort of people are you looking for referrals? And they're genuinely interested in helping you, join up with the right people.
Yeah.
So you're buying, you're not buying anything. You're basically you're accessing other people's networks.
Yes.
It's kind of what it is, really.
Yeah.
So it's much wider than the kind of set of faces you see on your screen.
Absolutely. It's never just about the people in the room, is it?
Not at all, no.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing all of that with us today, Matt. My final question is, if people want to know more about you and Valhalla and how you can help them uncover their branding, what is the best place for them to find you?
Valhallabranding.com is my website. Please check that out and you can contact me on there, or I'm on LinkedIn. I think you're going to put some links on the...
In the show notes, yes.
In the show notes, yes. Yeah. If you search Matthew Hunkin Valhalla on LinkedIn, you should find me as well. And I love talking about brands, so I'll happily talk about your brand, if you want a conversation about it. Let's see where that takes us.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much. And best of luck with your networking and all the best to your cricket team too.
Oh, thank you very much. It won't be long before the weather gets better, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Oh, fingers crossed.
We'll be doing that, yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
Great. Thanks a lot, Liz.
Thanks for listening to Small Business Big Network. If you found this podcast useful, please do rate, review and subscribe. And don't forget to share it with the rest of your network too.